Hello and welcome to Catholic Answers Live. I am Cy Kellett, your host. In studio today, both hours, Jimmy Akin. Jimmy is senior apologist here at Catholic Answers. And together, Jimmy and I will try to accomplish two tasks.
Two very important ones.
Very important ones. First, we're going to take questions like we do every day.
Yeah.
I will play my part pushing the buttons. Jimmy will play his part answering those questions. And that number is 888-318-7884. Open forum today. So any question at all is welcome at 888-318-7884. The other task we will be doing is concluding our quarterly pledge drive here.
Right.
At
so we have only 2 hours left to talk about this.
Yep.
And we have in this hour a $10,000 matching challenge. So every dollar you donate, up to $10,000, will be matched by a very generous donor. Just an overall drive update. So we're now two-thirds of the way through our drive,
yep.
Which means ideally we would be at 67% of our goal. We are not. We are at 49% of our goal. So we made some improvement over yesterday. Yesterday we were even further behind. We've made up some of that, but we're still not where we need to be. So we do need to hear from you. The number to call is 888-291-8000. Once again, it's 888-291-8000. You can also go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. You can go on your phone. You can even just hit the donate button in the Catholic Answers Live app on your phone. It'll take you right there. You can go to that website, CatholicAnswersRadio.com, and make your donation no matter where you are in the world. Also, you can do it even if you're listening after we're off the air, if you're listening via podcast or watching the recording on YouTube or however you may be listening to us. You can still go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com and make your donation. And it's important that you do that because without your generosity, the show doesn't exist. We wouldn't be able to do it without the support of people like you. I know a lot of you have been thinking about making a donation. Maybe you've donated in the past but not recently. Maybe you've never donated. This is the time we need you to do that because we're only going to be able to talk about this for the next 2 hours. So let's see if we can get people on the phone lines. I see we have almost all of the lines are open right now. So we have people here at Catholic Answers who've put aside their other work duties so they can wait. They're sitting at their desks waiting for your call so that they can make sure you are able to make your donation in a quick and easy manner without having to wait on hold and things like that. The number to call, again, is 888-291-8000. Once again, it's 888-291-8000.
Earlier in the week, we said if there were any people who could maybe help us with some matching money for Thursday, we would appreciate it. We didn't feel that we were where we wanted to be on the match for Thursday, and folks have come through for us, and we have a $10,000 match this hour, a $10,000 match. We're very grateful for the donor who says, hey, if you can go out and raise $10,000 this hour, I'll match it with $10,000 more. That's a very positive thing, and we're really grateful for that. The number, again, 888-291-8000. If you are able to make a $5 donation, that will be doubled to 10. If you can make it a $5 per month pledge, then that's $60 for the year, and it'll be matched in the amount of $60, and so it's $120 to us. Maybe you can make a $100 a month pledge. It's very generous, and I know there are some folks who can indeed do that. If you can do that, that's going to be matched as well, $200 a month for us for the year for a total of $2,400. So you take advantage of that matching money while it's there, and please help us use it all up, 888-291-8000.
And it's important to remember the spiritual dimension of giving because this isn't just donating to an ordinary charity. Even that's good and has a spiritual dimension. But this is a program that is based on preaching God's word, on teaching people about God and helping them draw closer to him. And that means it has an extra spiritual dimension. One of the things that the New Testament reveals is that God very much values it when people are generous. Second Corinthians, St. Paul says God loves a cheerful giver. And he shows that love by rewarding people for what they've done. One of the things that St. Paul talks about in Galatians, if you look in Galatians chapter 6, in a context of giving, he talks about how if we sow to our flesh, meaning spending all our money on ourselves, then from the flesh we're going to reap corruption. But if we sow to the Spirit, meaning spending our money on spiritual pursuits, we will from the Spirit reap eternal life. And so there are rewards in eternity that God offers people for their generosity in supporting the proclamation of His Word. And so by supporting the show and helping it do more apostolic good for others, as well as all the work of Catholic Answers, you will be obtaining an extra reward, an extra jewel for your crown in heaven. That you'll be able to enjoy for all eternity.
888-291-8000 is that number. We're about ready to go to phones and answer some questions, but we hope please keep these phones ringing, 888-291-8000. Let's use up all of this match. Let's get over the halfway mark here in the next few minutes and see if we can head on towards 100% funded by the end of the 2 hours today. What I wanted to share with you, Jimmy, was this note from Francis, who just gave a very generous donation. Said, thank you to everyone at Catholic Answers. I'm a regular listener in Melbourne, Australia.
Oh, awesome.
As your wonderful work brought me back to the beautiful Catholic faith. Thank you and God bless from Francis. So it's all over the world, folks. And we, on any given day, we will hear from folks while we're doing the show, in the course of the show, from there's one guy that logs in every now and then from Micronesia. We people from Arabia, whether it's Saudi Arabia or other parts of the Arab world, from Europe, from all over. As a matter of fact, just got a very critical letter from a lady in Sweden just the other day. So,
and by the way, notice that Francis donated from Australia. So that's an illustration of what we were talking about. No matter where you are in the world, and we know we have listeners all over the world, no matter where you are, you can help support Catholic Answers by going to CatholicAnswersRadio.com.
All right. Time to answer some questions. Let's go to Craig in Rancho Santa Margarita, California, listening on the EWTN app. Craig, your question for Jimmy Akin.
Hey, Jimmy. How you doing?
Doing okay.
Anyway, my question is, I have a friend of mine that's attending a function at our church. She's not Catholic. She told me last night that she used to be a Seventh-day Adventist and asked me a question about why the Catholic Church changed the day of the Sabbath and also why we adore the Pope so much. And I was hoping you could help me out. And then secondly, I'm a retired firefighter, and I challenge every firefighter, police officer, and public safety to call in and donate. You guys have a great thing going, and I've learned so much from you guys over the years.
Awesome.
Thank you.
Thank you so much, Craig. In terms of your friend's questions, the first about the Sabbath, the Catholic Church did not change the day of the Sabbath. The Sabbath is the day it's always been, which is Saturday. And the Sabbath was given to the Jewish people as part of the law of Israel that was given through Moses. And consequently, it wasn't binding on other people. It was only binding on Israel. And even that ceased to be binding when Christ fulfilled the law and thus brought it to its end. St. Paul says that he took the law and nailed it to its cross with all of its legal requirements and so forth. And so consequently, in Colossians, he says, don't let anyone judge you in regard to a festival or a new moon or a Sabbath day. And those were the three kinds of days on the Jewish liturgical calendar. You had the yearly feasts like Yom Kippur or Passover. Huh. You had the monthly new moons that began every month, and then you had the weekly Sabbaths. And Paul says, don't let anybody judge you in regard to whether you keep them or not, because Christ has fulfilled all of those things. They were a shadow that was cast by Christ before the time of Christ, but now that the substance of Christ has come, the shadow is no longer present. And so we're no longer obliged to keep the Sabbath. What we are required to do is devote adequate time to rest and worship. Those are the moral principles that underlie the specific command to do it on this day. So we're not obliged, number one, because most of us are not Jews, and number two, because all of us are living after the time of Christ. We're not obliged to fulfill that command on Saturday, but the church, since apostolic times, has commemorated the resurrection of Jesus by doing those things on the first day of the week. And so consequently, from the first century onward, it's been the custom of Christians to gather together for worship on the first day of the week. That's why in his Corinthian letters, when he's actually talking about donations, St. Paul says that people are to lay aside in church a certain amount of money on the first day of the week when they're gathering, so that when he arrives, they'll be able to make a sizable donation to the poor in Jerusalem, and he won't have to beat the bushes, so to speak, when he gets there. Also, because the first day of the week was the day our Lord was resurrected, it quickly became known as the Lord's Day. And St. John in Revelation says that he saw the vision of Revelation on the Lord's Day. It was on a Sunday, the day of Christian worship. And so this is something that has been with the church ever since the first century. The Catholic Church didn't change the Sabbath, but the apostles instituted Sunday as the specific day of Christian worship. In terms of the Pope, well, Catholics don't adore the Pope. Adoration is something that's reserved only for God. But we do respect the Pope, and the reason is that he's the successor of St. Peter. Now, one of the things that Jesus talks about is, and this is in Matthew 25, he talks about how kindnesses and respect that we show for anybody is ultimately kindness and respect that's shown to him. This is in the parable of the sheep and the goats. The thing that distinguishes the sheep from the goats is the fact that they showed kindness towards others, particularly needy people, but the principle applies in general. Any kindness you show to others is ultimately a kindness shown towards Christ, and he will reward you for that. We're also even told specific people that we need to respect. We're told that we need to respect our parents. That's in the Ten Commandments, honor thy father and mother. We're told that we need to respect the ruling authorities. Christians in the first century were even told to pray for the emperor. St. Peter says that. And St. Paul says in his Thessalonian letters to respect those who are our leaders. The author of Hebrews talks about respecting those who are over us in the Lord. And that indicates that there's a hierarchy in Christ's church and that we need to show, out of respect for Christ, respect for the leaders of his church. Well, the Pope is, as the successor of Peter, the highest leader in Christ's earthly church, and so he deserves a special form of respect, and that's why.
Thank you so very, very much for that call, and thank you for those encouraging words. And I guess I can also thank you for all that you do as a firefighter here in California. We certainly have no shortage of fires for you. The number 888-291-8000 is the number to call and pledge your support for Catholic Answers Live. We come to you only four times a year, only 3 days. We're able to do that and ask you to provide us with the funding that will keep us on the air for the next 3 months. We have a $10,000 dollar-for-dollar match right now. If you give a dollar, it's two. If you give 10, it's 20. If you give 100, it's 200. If you give... Let's go crazy. If you give $5,000, it's $10,000. 888-291-8000 is that number. You can also go safe and secure online to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. I have not mentioned yet the gifts that producer Darren arranged. And these because it's very, very valuable to us to have monthly donors. It really it helps in all kinds of ways, but most especially we know a certain baseline income that we will have, even in the summer months where things get tough around here.
They get tight.
They get tight. So in order to kind of entice you to become a monthly pledger and to say thank you for those who are monthly pledgers, if you can make a pledge of $20, $25, $30, $50, anything $20 or over, we'll send you these two books. Bad Shepherds, The Dark Years in Which the Faithful Thrived While the Bishops Did the Devil's Works. It's about bad bishops throughout the history of the church. And then Steve Weidenkopf's really majestic history of the Catholic Church. It's called Timeless, A History of the Catholic Church, a one-volume history of this church that we love so much. We can send you both of those if you're able to make a monthly pledge of $20 or more. If you are one of those people who can make a $1,000 pledge, a one-time $1,000 pledge, a one-time $2,000 pledge, even a one-time $500 pledge, we'll send you both of those books as a thank you. But we also are able to send you the Great Adventure Bible. It's a Catholic Bible that is color-coded and annotated primarily And its little this little symbol is a compass, because what they're trying to do with the Great Adventure Bible is you open up to any page in the Bible, you're going to know where you are in salvation history. Because the Bible is not organized in chronological order, and it doesn't always give you notes about who these people are and where they are. So this is a Bible for you to have, to read the Bible, but to have guidance and help knowing where you are and what's happening at this point in salvation history. It's so popular, it ran out of its first printing in a couple weeks. They had to do a second printing, a third printing, and we have copies for you. If you're one of those people who is especially blessed and can make a one-time donation of $500, maybe $1,000, maybe $2,000. We would love to send you both of the books and the Bible. 888-291-8000 is the number to call. 888-291-8000.
And if you do get the premiums that we're offering for this drive, they're really going to be fascinating because we talked about them, you know, the two books and even the Bible, it's stories. And stories are something that we're wired for. Stories are something that our brains respond to instinctively.
Right.
We're going to find out what happened next. And so anytime you have a institution with a history as dramatic as the Catholic Church, whether that is involved with bad bishops or external conflicts or heresies, it just makes it fascinating to read. So those will be things you'll find especially interesting. And the Great Adventure Study Bible is also something that you'll find really interesting because one of the reasons that people find the Bible intimidating at times is because if you don't see how the picture fits together in terms of history, which again is stories,
yes,
then it's kind of like coming into a movie in the middle and you're kind of lost.
Right, right.
And by making it easier for people to know where they are in salvation history and to see the overall shape of God's plan of the ages, it becomes all the more enriching. And so by all means, call 888-291-8000. Once again, that number is 888-291-8000. You can also go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com and make your donation safely and securely online. And Cy, I'm pleased to be able to announce that we've made a little progress so far this hour, and we started the hour at 49% of our goal for the drive. Now we're at 51% of the goal.
Hey.
So that's progress.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
But you know what that means is we still have
49 to go.
Another 49% to go. And I can see we've got a bunch of lines open. So please give us a call. People are at their desks just waiting for your call. The number is 888-291-8000. You know you've been thinking about it for a while, whether it's been a while since you've donated or whether you've never donated or maybe you've been thinking about increasing your donation. Now is the time to do that. And the number to call is 888-291-8000. And want to, by the way, thank Bill, who just donated $1,037.50. Also want to thank Edward, who donated $1,000. Those gentlemen will now be enrolled in the Catholic Answers President's Club. And that, among other things, will entitle them not just to the premiums that we have associated with this drive, but to everything they'll have available to them free, everything that Catholic Answers publishes in the next year. So thank you so much, Bill and Edward, and we'll be getting you more information about the Catholic Answers President's Club. We also have a higher level giving society known as the Founders Circle, which people join when they make a donation of $5,000. And it doesn't have to be all at once. Both the Founders Circle level and the President's Club level are as long as you donate that amount in the course of a year.
Yep.
So if you can donate $1,000 spread out over the course of a year to make it easy, then you become part of the President's Club. If you donate $5,000 spread out over the course of the year, you become a member of the Founders Circle. It has additional benefits. And one of those is we invite you to our annual Founders Circle retreat, because we have an annual planning retreat with members of the Founders Circle. We want to make sure that our special donors are involved in the planning that of the future of the apostolate, and we make special presentations to them to show them what we're working on, and we get input from them. So we really value the input of our Founder Circle members, and you can become one just by giving a call to 888-291-8000. Once again, it's 888-291-8000. 291-8000.
I want to go back to the phones now, but I have to tell you, I was giving the different premiums, Jimmy, at the different levels.
Uh-huh.
And Valerie Staples, who's married to, as you may know this, Tim Staples. She added another level while I was talking.
I was going to guess someone else.
writes on Facebook, if you can donate $20,000, Cy will come over to your house and cook you and your family dinner, which actually... Valerie, that's true. I will come over to your house and cook you dinner, but I'm going to need Valerie Staples to teach me how to cook before I go. So you have to include that in the promise as well, Valerie. Again, the number 888-291-8000. You will be talking to a Catholic Answers staffer when you get through on that line. 888-291-8000. Let's go to Ian in San Antonio, Texas. You are up next, Ian. Your question for Jimmy Akin.
Yes. Sir, how are y'all doing today?
Very well, thank you.
Yes, sir. So this is the first time I'm ever calling to your show, and first time I'm hearing it, really. I was raised Catholic, going to Mass every Sunday and stuff, but after my great-grandmother died, who is the reason I went to Mass all the time, I left the church because I always believed in stuff, but I just kind of quit going until this past summer.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, I've kind of had a lot of questions and stuff, you know, and I'm going through RCA right now to make my first communion and stuff. But
awesome.
So a question I have is regarding weddings and stuff. I know the Catholics are not permitted to go to, like, you know, weddings, like a homosexual wedding, and we're not permitted to do that. But my assumption is, you know, like, we are allowed to attend Protestant weddings, I think, correct? And also, like, what if it's a non-Christian religion wedding? Because I have a friend who's like, she told me she's getting really serious with a guy she's dating. She's like they want to do like a Viking style wedding.
Oh, okay. Well, let's let Jimmy.
So
a Protestant wedding or a non-Christian wedding, Catholic?
As long as the church doesn't have a specific canon in the code of canon law that says you can go to this kind of wedding but not this other. What it does have is a canon that says that we need to act in accord with Catholic principles. And so it's a Catholic principle that you don't have to be a Catholic in order to have a valid wedding. So unless there's something about a particular wedding that would make it invalid, like it being between two people of the same sex or something like that, as long as there's nothing about a particular wedding that would cause it to be invalid, it's going to be valid in the eyes of God, even if they're associating it with other religions. It's still going to be valid. Because God himself instituted matrimony, and so people of any religion or no religion are capable of becoming married. And if it's going to be a valid wedding, then you can in principle go to it as long as you're not yourself doing something that violates Christian principles. So you could go to a Hindu wedding, for example. It's going to be valid in God's eyes as long as you're not yourself praying to a Hindu god or something like that. So in principle, those things are possibilities.
Ian, thank you very, very much for that question. Again, the donor line, 888-291-8000. I can see some lines open, so go ahead and dial now, 888-291-8000. Stephen in San Diego is next, listening on the Catholic Answers app. Stephen, thanks for downloading the app onto your phone. Your question for Jimmy.
Hi, Jimmy. How you doing?
Doing okay.
Very good. Just had a question for you, and I know you've answered it before. I think I saw once something about, you know, going to missing Mass if you're on a camping trip. Mm-hmm. This past weekend, I went to, kind of like a hotel and resort with family,
mm-hmm.
and it was at the end of Saturday and all of Sunday. And my question is, was I supposed to not go on this trip knowing that I would miss Mass if I did go? Or was it okay for me to go on this trip with them? Because it was going to be all of Saturday and all of Sunday, and I knew that I would miss Mass if I went with them.
One of the – as with the previous discussion we had, the church doesn't have a specific canon covering situations like can you go on a trip or not. But it does have a canon saying you need to act in accord with Catholic principles. And the way that gets applied by moral theologians is if you're in an area where you reasonably can get to Mass, well, then you need to go to Mass. But it doesn't get applied in a way that you need to tether yourself to places where there are Masses.
Okay.
There can be reasons that you would need to go elsewhere. I mean, economics is one of them. You may need to feed your family. You may need to go to a place where there aren't any churches.
Yeah.
That's something that, you know, people have had in the past to confront, you know, during ages of expansion and so forth. So under ordinary circumstances, you don't want to do those things unless you have to, like, you know, permanently be out of an area where you could get to Mass. But it is recognized that for legitimate reasons, like needing to go to a business conference or needing to take a vacation or something like that, you could go to an area where you're not going to be able to reasonably get to Mass. And in those circumstances, your Sunday obligation doesn't apply, though it's recommended that you devote some time to prayer, for example, as a way of keeping the day in spirit, even if you're not able to get to Mass.
Stephen, I hope that was helpful. Thank you so much for that call. Lots of folks on the line because it's open forum today. And don't go anywhere if you're on the line. We are going to get to your questions. I want to remind you, we have a $10,000 dollar-for-dollar match this hour. Go ahead and call 888-291-8000. Make your donation, make your pledge, and every dollar of it is matched up to $10,000.
Catholic Answers Live would like to take this opportunity to thank our partners in airing our daily program. Please support the stations and networks that carry us each day, ensuring that we have a platform for broadcasting the show. And please bear in mind that while we do not have to pay for airtime on our affiliate stations, neither do they contribute to the operating costs we incur. It's a great relationship, but it requires that we turn to you, our devoted listeners, for your prayers and financial support to cover our ever-growing expenses. Please call 888-291-8000 right now and help to keep Catholic Answers Live strong. That's 888-291-8000. Or you can donate securely online at CatholicAnswersRadio.com. What began as a humble one-hour daily show that was carried by four radio stations has, with the generosity of many fantastic people like you, blossomed into a two-hour broadcast heard on hundreds of AM and FM stations, the Internet, Sirius XM Radio, Facebook, YouTube, and via podcast. We don't make that possible. You do. We simply cannot continue this media mission without your most generous gift today. Call 888-291-8000 or log on to CatholicAnswersRadio.com and donate now. People tell us all the time how much they depend on Catholic Answers Live to help them better learn, live, and share their faith. What they're really saying is they depend on you for that. Will you come through for them right now? It only takes a couple of minutes to make a huge difference at 888-291-8000 or CatholicAnswersRadio.com. Again, 888-291-8000 or CatholicAnswersRadio.com. No matter how much you give, be assured of our gratitude and know that God will richly bless you. Phone 888-291-8000 or go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. It's important that you take this important step right now, today, to make sure that Catholic Answers Live is here tomorrow and for years to come. Thank you so much. God bless you.
Hi, this is Dr. David Anders. If you just don't understand something about the Catholic faith, Call to Communion is the show for you. Join us Monday at 2 p.m. Eastern on EWTN Radio. Now, back to Catholic Answers Live.
Welcome back to Catholic Answers Live Open Forum. I am Cy Kellett, your host, and our guest this hour is Catholic Answers senior apologist, Jimmy Akin. Jimmy, the author of many things, including the brand new Teaching with Authority and the much acclaimed Daily Defense, 365 Days Plus One to Becoming a Better Apologist, and a book that has not received any acclaim yet. The new 20 hours, New Testament.
20 hours?
20 hours.
Oh,
20
boy,
answers.
I'm looking forward to that. Read the New Testament in 20 hours? That would be
just
great.
Just put it on 250 times speed. Yeah.
Wouldn't require that much. 20 answers, New Testament.
New Testament.
Yeah, just turned in the manuscript yesterday.
Turned it in. So if you got a question for Jimmy, 888-31-TRUTH is the question line.
Especially questions about the Bible, Scripture, things like that. All kinds of interesting stuff there. In fact, we have the Bible, a special version of it, as one of our premiums for this drive, don't we, Cy?
We do. We're in the midst of our we're in the last 90 minutes now of our quarterly pledge drive. Let me just discuss the premiums then. If you are someone who can make a $20 a month pledge, We're extremely grateful for that, and it's very, very helpful to us. And we are able at that level to give you these two books, Bad Shepherds, The Dark Years in Which the Faithful Thrived While the Bishops Did the Devil's Work, a fascinating collection of stories about bishops who didn't do their job. And then we're also able to give you Timeless, A History of the Catholic Church, Steve Weidenkopf's very fine one-volume history of the Catholic Church. That's for a monthly pledge of $20 or more.
By the way, that Timeless carries an endorsement by Chris Check, our president, and he is a real history buff. So yes. If he's endorsing it, that means something.
Yeah, and it was a really good endorsement. He really liked it.
And it's
book.
Not even published by us, so, you know.
I know. Well, someone should talk to him about endorsing our Sunday Visitor books. Come on. What? I know we like our Sunday Visitor. But what Jimmy mentioned about the Bible, let me just reiterate. We can give you both of those books, and we'd like to send you the Great Adventure Bible if you can make a $500 pledge or more. If you you're one of those people. There are people have done it this pledge drive. Mm-hmm. $3,000, $4,000, $5,000 pledges.
That's right.
We're very grateful for those. I'll let Jimmy tell you about the giving societies that you'll join. But if $500 or more, we're going to send you this Great Adventure Bible. It's a wonderful book. It's been through three, maybe four printings that sold out. We have copies of it from Ascension Press. Essentially, the way this works is it's a color-coded Bible inside with all kinds of notes, maps, charts, so that say you open up to a book of the Bible, let's say it's 1 Kings, and you don't know the Jewish kings, you don't know the history of the kingdom. This has all the notes, the maps, the charts to tell you here is where you are in salvation history. Here's what's going on at this time in the world. Here's how the Hebrew people fit into that at that time. Now you are prepared to open up Kings.
You'll know where you are in the story.
Yeah, you'll know where you are in the story. And it's very helpful also because, as any of you who have attempted to read the Bible know, it doesn't come in chronological order. It's not like chapter one up to chapter – I don't even know how many chapters there are in the Bible. Do you?
Not off the top of my head.
Somebody must have counted it.
It has been counted. I've seen the number.
Yeah.
But I don't want to commit myself without refreshing my memory. However, you know, the Bible couldn't be in chronological order because parts of it are like the Psalms. It's a collection of hymns.
That's a very good point.
So you can't locate those, and they don't tell stories in the same way the historical books do.
Right.
But it's a fascinating read. It's always better to learn more about the Bible. The way to make a donation to get that or the other premiums is to call 888-291-8000. Once again, it's 888-291-8000. I can see we have a lot of lines open. People are at their desks right now just waiting to take your call. Also, you can go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. Even if you're in another country, we've had people donating from other countries. Please be generous. We are not state-supported. We are not church-supported. We really do
We're
rely
you
on
supported.
Your generosity. And we have some folks who've been donating in amounts that they can get the Great Adventure Bible. One of them is Paula, who's donated $500. Another is Anna, who's donated $521. Santiago has donated $500. Carol has donated $1,037.50. Which means she, along with Maria, who's donated $1,000, will both be enrolled in the Catholic Answers President's Club, which will entitle them to everything that Catholic Answers publishes over the next year. Cheryl has donated $500. Felisa has donated $518.75. Gerald has donated $500. Want to thank those people and everyone who's been donating regardless of the amount. We do need your help. We are making progress toward our goal, but we still have a long way to go, and we have less than 90 minutes to talk about it now. So thank you very much for your support. And please, let's keep the phone lines and the website busy.
We're 56% of the way to our goal now, and we're the thing about that is, okay, so that means 44% still to go to reach our goal, and we're almost done with the pledge drive here, but all kinds of miraculous things happen on day three of the pledge drive. People come through for us. Maybe you are one of those people who can make that $5,000 pledge, that $5,000 gift.
Yeah,
you're immediately enrolled.
Had a few days to think about it now,
yep.
So
and,
now's the time to act.
And you become a member of the Founders Circle, and we'd love to see you at the Founders Retreat each year. maybe you're one of those people who can even do a $10,000 or $20,000 gift.
That would be awesome.
Those pretty much knock us off our chair when they come in, but they have come in the past. So I'll share the facts with you. We're almost done with our pledge drive now, and we are 56% of the way to our goal. We're not having any anxiety about it. It's going to be fine. People come through for us all the time. But if you were thinking, is it time to come through? Well, yes, indeed. Now is the time to come through. You can call 888-291-8000 or go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com right now. 888-291-8000. Let's go to Jordan in Detroit. We didn't do Jordan, yeah?
No.
Okay, I'm sorry. I just got a little confused there. Jordan in Detroit, Michigan, listening on Ave Maria Radio. You are up next. Your question for Jimmy Akin.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call again. Quick question regarding the Eucharist. So I've heard it before that someone said before that Jesus separated his body from his blood, indicating death, and then in the Eucharist, when we receive the body and blood, we're receiving his life into us when they like come back together. But I'm just trying to reconcile that when we believe that body, blood, soul, and divinity are present under each species, but then Jesus at the Last Supper said, this is my body when he had the bread, and this is my blood underneath the wine. Mm-hmm. So just trying to reconcile all
okay.
of that.
So when Jesus says, this is my body with respect to the host, his blood is also present by what's sometimes called concomitance, when two things go together. So even though he depicts the body and blood in a state of separation by consecrating the two different elements, that's operating on the mystical level. In reality, he's alive, and so his blood is in his body, just like Cy Kellett's blood is in his body right now. And so is Cy Kellett's soul. Now, Cy Kellett does not have divinity, but if he did, it would also be united with his body, blood, and soul. And since Jesus does have divinity, you have all four of the elements, body, blood, soul, and divinity, present together, even if in the Eucharist one of those elements is sort of turned toward us in a particular consecrated element. So in the host, Christ's body is turned toward us, if you want to put it like that, but his blood, soul, and divinity are also present, whereas in the chalice, his blood is turned toward us, so to speak, even though his body, soul, and divinity are also present. If it helps you to think of it this way, you could think of his body and blood as if they're like two sides of a coin or two sides of a die, you know, like a six-sided die, a cube.
Yeah.
And one of those faces is turned toward us in a particular element, but it doesn't mean that the other facets aren't also present.
Thank you very, very much for that question. We appreciate that, Jordan. Lots of calls to get to, and we're going to keep doing our regular job of addressing those calls. 888-291-8000 is the number you can call to help us to reach our goal, which we are making progress towards.
Making
and
progress.
I'm very grateful for that.
Yes.
888-291-8000 is that number. We do have to do a quick break. We'll be right back to answer more calls and your questions right after this.
Stay with us for more Catholic Answers Live.
A lot of people think that street evangelization involves yelling out of a bullhorn telling people that they're going to hell. Not so with St. Paul's Street Evangelization. Our methods are non-confrontational and effective. We simply offer information on the Catholic faith along with rosaries, miraculous medals, and prayer. Pope Francis wrote about how beautiful it is to see street preachers joyfully bringing Jesus to every corner of the earth. Street evangelization is fun and fruitful. Join us today at streetevangelization.com.
Welcome back to Catholic Answers Live. I am Cy Kellett, your host, and in studio, Jimmy Akin right next to me here. And we're ready to take your calls. If you have questions about the Catholic faith, any aspect of the Catholic faith, you are welcome to call on these open forum days. Before I head back to the phones, I will just make one brief reminder. We are in the midst, we are in now the last, 80 minutes of our quarterly pledge drive. We're a good ways from reaching our goal, but we're very confident we can do it with your help. And we have never yet been wrong when we depended on your generosity. The number to call—
By which you mean we've never yet gone out of business.
That is right. We have.
Yeah. Doesn't mean we've always made our goals.
That's a good point, Jimmy. All right. Maybe I was being a little flowery there. 888-291-8000 is the number. 888-291-8000. Help us to get to 100% by the end of this day. And we're very, very grateful. And we're fully funded for the next 3 months.
And we've got a bunch of lines open right now. I can see it on the monitor board. So there are people at their desks who are just waiting to take your call to make the donation process easy and quick for you.
888-291-8000, the number. Uh-oh, the president's here. Hi, Chris Check.
888-291-8000. I'm saying it slowly.
Yes, you're doing a fine job.
888-291-8000. I just took a $1,000 gift from a retired fireman in Cincinnati, Ohio, who was so inspired by the testimony of that other fireman.
Oh, that was Jason from here in California.
Right.
Who got on the, yeah.
Right.
Well,
so
thank you,
whether
fireman.
whether you're a fireman or not.
Right.
Yes, or any kind of first responder. Or however it is.
Yes.
Or have been helped by one.
If you've ever been helped by a fireman, call in and make your pledge now, 888-291-8000. And it feels like a really good day in here. How's it feeling on the phones out there?
I love talking to people. And of course, the whole building is engaged right now. So all the Catholic Answer staff, you don't know who you're going to get. You're going to get to talk to somebody on the Catholic Answer staff, which reminds me of a funny story, Si.
I know this story, and I have to say, we talked about Imelda yesterday, Tim and I did for a minute, about something about how loud Imelda is.
So we should explain who Imelda is for the benefit of the audience.
Imelda is our accountant.
Yes. And
she works for Phil Lenihan, who is our chief financial officer.
And met one of the single most delightful people you will
Imelda
ever meet.
Imelda is absolutely delightful, and she is
and
loud.
She has an interesting idiolect, too, because she always appends my name when she sees me in the hallway. Hi, Jimmy. How are you, Jimmy?
Oh, yeah.
So I respond back. Hi, I'm great, Imelda. How are you, Imelda?
Well, Imelda is from Goa.
In India.
Goa?
Yes.
That's the big resort town in India.
Well, actually, the beaches are beautiful.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's true. My son has been there.
The British go over there for vacations.
They do. My son, when he was volunteering with the MCs, he was there. But anyway, she's from Goa, and also St. Thomas's relics.
Are they in Goa?
Isn't that the tradition?
Well, I don't know if they're specifically thought to be in Goa, but obviously there is a very early tradition that St. Thomas evangelized India.
Right.
So we asked people to call, make your pledge. The staff will take your calls, and Imelda picked up the line yesterday.
And someone said to her, "Where?" Because she has an Indian accent.
Yeah. A quite pronounced Indian
and
accent.
And someone said, "Where are you?"
And Imelda said,
I'm in East County, San Diego.
But they assumed that they had gotten through to a call center in
Mumbai
India.
Or something like that. And then they hung up on poor Imelda.
Yeah.
So, my friends, call 888-291-8000. And if you get Imelda, my goodness, you are talking to the real live accountant of Catholic Answers from Goa, but living here in East County, San Diego.
There's an international flavor
as
here.
As an accountant of all the people here, she's especially to be trusted with money.
That's right. So 888-291-8000, CatholicAnswersRadio.com. Have we met our goal for this first?
No, we are. We've been saying, and we've been letting people know.
We've been working towards our overall drive goal.
Yeah,
we're not yet there. We are 57% of the way towards our overall
goal. It sounds worse than it is. We're going to get there, Chris. Don't worry.
Well, then I'm going to get out of your folks' way.
Oh, we're 58% now.
Oh, there we go. Thanks for coming
just
in, Chris.
Updated.
You got us to 58%. 888-291-8000 is that number. And if you get Imelda, just say hi, Imelda.
Yeah.
888-291-8000. My friends, so many people that you will meet on the other side of the veil have been helped by this radio show. Mm-hmm. You're not going to be Cy Kellett. You're not going to be Jimmy Akin, right? But you are going to be the person who makes this show possible so that we can evangelize, so that we can spread the gospel all over the world. This show literally is heard all over the world.
And we want to thank everybody who's been donating by calling 888-291-8000. Crystal has donated $1,000. She's now joined the Catholic Answers President's Club. Also, we have people who have been donating $500, like Veronica. And Michael has donated $518.75. Elizabeth has donated $500. Those people will be getting the Great Adventure Study Bible, which will help them have a whole new perspective on the Bible and how individual books in it fit into God's place, into God's plan of the ages. And regardless of the amount you're able to donate, we really do appreciate it. You can go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com 24 hours a day. Even if you're in another country or listening after we're off the air, you can still go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. You can even go there on your phone. It's designed to do that. And you can call 888-291-8000 if you're listening right now. We do have some lines open for you.
A special invitation to anyone to please become a monthly pledger. $18 a month, and you get Steve Weidenkopf's excellent new one-volume History of the Catholic Church Timeless. Sigh, Jimmy, I've probably read a dozen or so one-volume histories of the Catholic Church.
We were just talking earlier that you endorsed
this one. This one is my favorite.
Yeah.
There's no sneering triumphalism. There's no groveling. It's
just
great
the history of the church.
And it's Weidenkopf prose. You know,
yeah,
he's such a very fine writer.
888-291-8000 is the number. I got to go back to the phones because we're heading up to the top of the hour. Thank you very much.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Chris Check. Marcus in Prescott, Arizona. You are on with Jimmy Akin. Your question, please.
Hey, you guys. My question is regarding the Sacrament of Reconciliation. I've heard a very holy priest say if you confess the same mortal sin three times, the absolution becomes invalid. And he even mentioned a side story about a priest who absolved a certain man's sin and was sent to hell. Not only was the man sent to hell, but the priest who absolved the sin was sentenced to hell as well.
Is this individual one whose bishop, you know who that might be?
No, I don't know. I can't remember the priest.
Any priest who's saying stuff like that needs to be, well, confronted personally, but also reported to his bishop, because that is flat out of line with church teaching. Jesus makes it clear in Matthew chapter 18 that a person can be forgiven a sin innumerable times. St. Peter asks him, you know, should I forgive someone up to seven times? So already we're way more than three.
Yeah.
And Jesus says, no, 77 times. And that number is just illustrative of any number of times. He doesn't mean on the 78th time you're damned. God is always willing to forgive. And so consequently, any claim that someone won't be forgiven or absolved after a third time is complete nonsense. It is completely counter to the teaching of the Catholic Church. And the church doesn't teach that any individual goes to hell. It doesn't claim to know who does or doesn't. And consequently, any claims by this individual about a man going to hell and the priest who absolved him going to hell are things that he has no way of knowing and are not to be relied upon as anything more than a fanciful supposition on this guy's part.
Thank you so much for that call and for that a question, Marcus. I don't usually comment on your comments, but you're quite stern on that. Because
well,
that's
firm,
really,
I would say.
Yeah, firm.
And that's what is required in such situations. When you have individuals, whether they're priests or anybody, who are spreading ideas that are going to be destructive of the souls and cause needless anxiety for people.
Yeah.
They need to be dealt with in a firm way. And that's one of the things that we're here for at Catholic Answers Live, is to provide that kind of spiritual assistance to people so they don't have needless anxieties and worry about, is the Lord's mercy limited and things like that.
Yeah. It's amazing how often the true gospel turns out to be a message of liberation and freedom.
Yeah.
Not one of condemnation. 888-291-8000 is that number. If you could help us this hour, we're coming near the top of the hour. That means we're coming near to the very end of this pledge drive. We are not yet in a position to say this, we're going to make it, but I believe we can. And I'm so grateful for your help. Maybe you're one of those folks who can make that $20 a month pledge, and we can send you both Steve Weidenkopf's History of the Catholic Church and Rod Bennett's fascinating book, Bad Shepherds. Maybe you're one of those people who can make a $500 one-time contribution, $500 contribution. We can send you both of those books and send you the Great Adventure Bible, the Bible that tells you where you are in the Bible. Dial 888-291-8000. As Jimmy mentioned, we also have a President's Club and a Founders Circle. Those you can find out on our website, all of the benefits that come with those. And that's at the $1,000 level. And some folks have been making $1,000 contributions to help us get over.
We've had several today.
Yeah, several today.
I don't think we've had a $5,000 today.
No, I have not seen it if we have. But if you can make that $1,000 contribution, or if you can make a $5,000 contribution, you are entered into those giving societies. Again, 888-291-8000 is the number, 888 888- 800-291-8000. I feel like I've given short shrift to callers a little bit, so I'm going to try to make up for that, Alex. Here in California, listening on the Catholic Answers app, your question kind of quickly for Jimmy Akin, please.
Hi, Jimmy. I just wanted to get your take on the sacred water from Lourdes and how the church and its faithful Catholics can look at the waters from Lourdes.
Well, God uses material instruments to communicate his grace, and sometimes he does so in an overt way that involves performing an outwardly detectable miracle, and on occasions he has used water from Lourdes in the process of doing that. It's similar to things we see at various times in the Bible where he uses either water or something else as an instrument for conveying his grace, even performing something that's outwardly miraculous. And while there's no promise that a miracle will happen in any given case, it is something that is something God does from time to time when people open themselves to him doing the miraculous, whether it's through Lord's water or from somewhere else. And consequently, it's something that a sick person, for example, could receive as an act of faith, not with a promise that a miracle will result, although they have at times, but as an act of prayer and openness to what God would do in one's life.
Thank you very, very much for that call. Thanks for phrasing it so quickly, too, because as you can tell, we got a lot of things to handle this hour, and you helped us do that, Alex. Thanks very much. Listen, if you're on the line, stay on the line. We do have a whole hour more with Jimmy Akin open forum, so if we don't get to you by the top of this hour, hang on. We're going to do our very, very best to get to you next hour, and if you haven't dialed yet to make your pledge of support, I'd ask again that you pick up that phone and dial 888-291-8000 or go safe and secure online to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. And Jimmy likes to talk to people in the future, so I'll try it. If you're listening to this as a podcast, maybe a week from now, a month from now, a year from now, you can always go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com and make your pledge as well. We're always grateful for your support, and we haven't had a day yet where we didn't need it. 888-291-8000 is the number.
You can also go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. If you're listening on the Catholic Answers Live app right now, you can just hit the donate button. It'll take you there automatically. The website is designed to work with your phone, so no matter what kind of device you're listening on, you can support Catholic Answers Live right now. As I mentioned earlier in this hour, you know, St. Paul talks about giving, as does Jesus, and indicates that it's something that bestows eternal rewards on people. God loves a cheerful giver, and as St. Paul says, if we sow to our flesh, meaning if we just spend all our money on ourselves, then we won't receive anything from our flesh except the corruption that flesh naturally produces. But if we sow to the Spirit, meaning using our funds in a spiritual way, then from the Spirit, St. Paul says, this is Galatians 6 if you want to look it up, from the Spirit we'll reap eternal life. And so there are rewards in eternity for the spiritual use of your resources here in this life. Know you've been thinking about it, and this is the time to act, because we don't have a lot of time left to talk to you about this today or in this pledge drive. And in fact, right now is an excellent time to call 888-291-8000. Number one, because you're thinking about it. And as I often say, you know, if I don't do something when I'm thinking about it, it may not get done.
Yeah,
I can let things fall through the cracks just like anybody. And so it's important to do things while you're thinking about it. You're thinking about it right now. And we are going to be going into a hard break, and that means we're going to be off the air for a few minutes. You will not miss anything. So now is an excellent time to call. A third reason now is an excellent time to call. We have a lot of lines open.
888-291-8000 is that number.
That's right. I was just going to say that.
On you, Jimmy. I realized
stepped
that.
On my line there.
I apologize. Hey, I wanted to share some good news with you, Jim.
Yeah, what's that?
61%. So we're down into
awesome.
The 30s percents.
39%.
39% to go. It's not perfect. It's not ideal, but it is doable. We're very grateful for all the support you have given us.
And notice, folks, your donations have so inspired Cy, he's now doing math on the air. So now's the time to call 888-291-8000. Wilson and help Cy improve his math skills.
Father would scold me at Father Hugh. He says, that's not math, that's arithmetic. So at least I'm doing arithmetic on the air.
Arithmetic is a math.
888-291-8000 or CatholicAnswersRadio.com.